Like Daniel, be honest and upright. September 14th. The integrity of the upright shall guide them. The case of Daniel, portrayed in a very limited manner by the prophetic pencil, has a lesson for us. It reveals the fact that a businessman is not necessarily a sharp policy man. He can be a man instructed of God at every step. Daniel, while the prime minister of the kingdom of Babylon, was a prophet of God, receiving the light of heavenly inspiration. Especially our businessmen need it, not irreligious businessmen, but those who will weave the great, grand principles of truth into all their business transactions. Men who have qualifications for the work need to have their talents exercised and perfected by most thorough study and training. Not one businessman that has any appointment in the work need to be a novice. If men in any line of work need to improve their opportunities to become wise, efficient businessmen, it is those who are using their ability in the work of building up the kingdom of God in our world. The lessons for the present time are for all to understand, but they are very feebly appreciated. There should be greater thoroughness in labor, and more vigilant waiting, more vigilant watching and praying, and more vigilant working, in prospect of the events now taking place, and which are swelling to large importance as we near the close of this earth's history. The human agent is to reach for perfection, to be an ideal Christian, complete in Jesus Christ. Those who labor in business lines should exercise every precaution against error through wrong principles or methods. Their record may be like that of Daniel in the courts of Babylon. In all his business transactions, when subjected to the closest scrutiny, there was not found one item that was faulty. He was a sample of what every businessman may be. But the heart must be converted and consecrated. The motives must be right with God. The inner lamp must be supplied with the oil that flows from the true messengers of heaven through the golden tubes into the golden bowl. Then the Lord's communication never comes to man in vain. God will not accept the most splendid services unless self is laid upon the altar, a living, consuming sacrifice. The root must be holy, else there can be no sound, healthful fruit, which alone is acceptable to God. While worldly ambition and worldly projects and the greatest plans and purposes of men shall fade like the grass, they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars for ever and ever.